Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like
Soul Silence
you.
And Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply, and this is Suzanne Toro. I want to thank you all for being here in this moment, taking this little respite for yourself to look in. And most of you might have been feeling a lot of the energy that was pulling and pushing on all of humanity over the past few weeks. And as we've entered into this new lunar cycle, it's going to keep going. And I encourage everyone to continue to create space for themselves just to process, because we're in a very fast track to clearing energies within our physical being, also within our eternal being, and all the nooks and crannies in between. So if you grasp during this moment, it'll make it more difficult. It's kind of like if you're moving through really fast rapids, you don't want to grab for rocks or any branches. You want to just really flow with the river. And then as we get through this very rapid moment, we will be rebooting. And what that process involves is that your willingness to move beyond what you think you know. And as I mentioned in the last talk, and if you didn't listen to it, I encourage you to go back and check it out. But as we're going through this process, it is requiring, if you're courageous and you want to let go of what you think you know, let go of the manipulations and the lies and the deception that our society has been built on in many generations. So it's interesting, you know, in a digital world, there's a lot of, you know, categorization from generations and blaming on one generation to the other. The pendulum swung one way and then went the other way. And we're coming back to a point where we can work together. So oftentimes in the, you know, these societies that build up based on their over attachment to a construct which is called currency in this day and age, a lot of things are bypassed. One, the value of someone based on not what they can produce for you or what you can earn off them, but actually the value of the person, how they have really cultivated themselves, not only in this lifetime, but many lifetimes beyond. And how we know how far we've gotten are, one, there are remembrances of what we've held before here, what comes naturally and effortless. And then there's also this aspect of letting go of some of those things because there's an attachment. Because if we go back even seven generations, that's only, let's say, 700 years, and we're weaving seven generations forward, anywhere from 700 to 1,000 or 2,000 years we're working with, in each direction. So 1,000 and 1,000, 700, 700. So as we're working with this web, if you're too attached to the history, because you're having a recall of it, you're really remembering actually what happened. It's just really to recalibrate you. So this reboot that I'm talking about is like, okay, you're starting to remember the actual history. And what does that mean for now? So by having attachment to the past and also future forecasting, meaning that you have an attachment of how, what the solution is. But if you really think that about it, we're all in this dance, cosmic dance with one another as vibrating particles. And we each self is only responsible for self. And so when we get too molded by devices like this, by each other, that inhibits actually our highest expression. So a lot of these theological practices all over the world that create the mirror of, you know, everyone being in a group think, not encouraging contemplation and studying in a way that you get to have your own lens. And as you do that, it opens up different aspects of yourself. And so this is why in some traditions they'll say the secret teachings, but they're not secret in the sense they're not hidden away out of plain sight. They're right there. But it's actually when you keep meeting those practices, they'll keep opening up within you because you have to go through a process of aligning, clearing, and bringing yourself into a higher state of being. And so you might say, what does that mean? Maybe an overused term of higher state of being. This is a being that is altruistic, that is not thinking of the I, is really working from your wisdom keeper and looking around and say, how may I serve this society today? And so if you think about all the issues that go on right now, is it's swaying everyone to be distracted, argue, divide, and imposing ideas on one another as if we're only three-dimensional beings. And so this really is a thing of the past. And if you want to think of yourself only as a physical being, that will be very limiting to you, especially right now. And it might be harder for you because you're being asked to actually clear your system, unbeknownst to you, irregardless of where you are in your state of consciousness and awareness, that you're being asked to release this attachment to physicality. And so what happens when you start allowing yourself to let go of these attachments that you have internally, externally, or wanting to be a part of group think, and this isn't just in theology, this comes in science, this comes in business, this comes in ad campaigns, this happens in families, this happens in communities, and it's really going to be interesting for all of us. I chuckle because it's going to require that each one of us, if we can meet yourself where you're like, oh, you might be tested. And I just encourage you to go in and sit in silence, just pure silence, and really feel into that. And then welcome yourself to understand that we're all going through a metamorphosis. And I can 100% guarantee that any of the major trending ideology from all over the planet that's controlled by those that are phasing out of power right now is intended to manipulate each and every one of us. And so it takes some responsibility if you choose to really listen. And this is why springtime and fall time are good times to listen and refine your communication, especially in springtime, because there's this movement that's starting to happen with things sprouting up. But to really listen to the words and the attachments to what you think you know, based on that what was passed down to you within your family unit, within society, and your attachment to this infrastructure that was really just placed in front of us, and we had to quote unquote enter it based on our karma, based on all of us being a part of the cause and the effect to come to here. But at this point, no matter how awake or asleep you are, it's really important that you really honor what you know and what you don't know. And when you get in a place where you want to try to wake someone up, just remember that each person is moving at their own pace. And so this reboot is really, it's not a reset. It's an internal reboot, and it's beyond anyone's language or even knowing. So it's like, you know, it's fascinating to observe right now because so many people are so certain that it's this way or that way. And it's really unexplainable. So it's hard to put into syntax. And the simplest way I can explain to each and every one of you how that it's super, super important that if you can let go, really let go and not get become non-attached and observe and listen deeply, during the rest of this lunar cycle, but also well into the rest of this annual solar cycle, that will be very beneficial. And then when you feel yourself being pressed upon, it's part of the reboot process. So that pressure is no different. I'll use the analogy, if you have a phone and you know where that, you put the pin in the side to get a hard reboot, or you know how to do a hard reboot on your computer. It's similar to that, that there's this reboot that will happen. Now, what happens in that on a cosmic level is that you aren't going to lose anything on a soul level that was achieved by your eternal being. Meaning that sometimes when you wipe out a hard drive, you lose everything, but that's not how it works in the cosmos. You are infinite. You have no beginning, no ending. And what you've retained, what you've learned on a soul level is yours. Now, some of you might have spent all this time in this lifetime thus far reading and regurgitating information without practice. And so understand that that's not gathering, meaning embodying, it's reading and regurgitating. Practice is really important because that's how you start to integrate the facets of the wisdom and accumulate so you could be of service in the present moment and in the future. So if you are inspired, just you can take a little bit of evaluation, like, whoa, okay, maybe my whole life so far in this physical realm has been about reading, regurgitating, and accumulating maybe superficial skills just to be functional in the world. That's okay. But eternal wisdom is something that's carried over. And this is why the oral teachings have always been so important, because they're passed down through our DNA and our eternal being. So no matter who is in reign when you reincarnate or you go into your resting place that you perceive, is that your eternal being kind of picks up where one leaves off. The only implications that could be there are karma, cause and effect that you've accumulated, and things that you are destined to reconcile, learn, and make peace with. So as we go through this process of the rebooting, it'll be basically clearing out all the stuff that is superficial that you've held on to, the superficial stuff that's being fed to you. All of that stuff gets to pull away, and then you get to be with your wisdom. And for some people, you might be astonished that there's some place where you didn't realize they were, because maybe you were consumed with that regurgitation and just taking in information. And I can kind of equate this to a lot of people, you know, maybe public speakers, where they like to quote things, and it's kind of a seductive way to get people's attention. And quotes are amazing. It's usually best to sit with a quote. I'll put lead-ins on here. But it's also just really truthfully an attention grabber, or correlates to the message that's being shared. So overindulging, you know, I've heard speakers where they just quote, 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 quote. That suggests that we're looking at the lily pad on the pond, and we're not going down to the depths of the roots of the wisdom. And so this is your time to have that evaluation and notice as this happens, because it's happening to all of us, that you will be inspired maybe to deepen meeting yourself in your practices. And then when this also comes to things that you can't possibly verify in this physical realm, but maybe you have a belief, I talked about that last time, that something is true. So when I work with my students, I always share that it's really important that we have checks and balances from the unseen to the physical realm, physical perceptual realm. The reason for this is then it confirms things, and then it actually eliminates things that aren't true. Right now, the hard part is there's all this history that's been manipulated. Your memories are coming back, so it can be confusing. And then trying to reconcile all of that can even get more confusing. So that's why I shared, it's like kind of like starting with a blank canvas. And if you have to make peace with anything, you will have the opportunity to do that. But I really encourage you to bow down to it and try your best to access the wisdom within you. And then you might be drawn to certain texts in this moment to help in the physical realm to corroborate what you're feeling internally. It also at that moment could require that you make peace for your part from before here, because we've been a series of dominoes that have participated in an era, an epoch for the human species that has been a manipulation and a lie for the most part. And that is a big thing to digest because, as I mentioned last time, it creates cognitive dissonance. So to keep this first part simple on this about the reboot is that things that are superficial, that do not belong, that are part of the manipulation, you'll start to see it. You'll see it really clearly. This could be in personal relationships. This could be in business relationships. This could be in relationship to yourself, within your family units, within work. You will start to see it. The veil is going to keep getting thin. And even within theological texts, sciences, all these things, people have systematically been put into place as quote unquote pawns to help cooperate in this period of manipulation. Now, coming out of this, this is like an epic time to be alive, is like finding your sea legs and moving forward and being like, okay, this is going to be like a whodunit for a little bit while we make our way through this. And as you do that, things will get clear. And then the responsibility that you have in this moment to yourself and the generations ahead is to take right action, as I mentioned last week and many times over, with your state of being. And when you do that, it will end up being for the benefit of all, not just in this moment, but in the future, to the best of your knowledge. And as you do that, you can just simply ask, like, how does this serve? Like, how will this serve now? And then will the ripple yield positive things to the best of my knowledge? And when we operate from there, then of course we will make mistakes, but at the same time, it'll start resetting the course. And if you're having cognitive dissonance where you can't just believe that you've been lied to, or like, wow, what do I do with all this subset of people in society that I've had on pedestals that were actually the puppets manipulating us? Call me, message me. I'll help you. I'll talk you through it. It's mind blowing, but we're all going through different layers of it, and we have to keep reorienting ourselves as we go through this process. So that's number one with the reboot. The stuff that needs to come off will, and it'll just take you a little bit of courage to reorient yourself and a willingness to really sit with what you're being shown and then corroborate it from the unseen to the physical realm. I would say the hardest places this is going to be for people is pop culture. It's going to be the hardest in science, and it's going to be hard in theology. Probably these three areas. I think people are used to being their chain being yanked from politics to business, so it won't seem as big a deal. Some of these other aspects of society, I think you all see where there's trending and manipulation just through, you know, the purpose that they might serve. So those three areas can probably be the most shocking, and there will probably be the most cognitive dissonance. Now, from there, as you're going through your own personal reboot, is that this is a time for you to really anchor in your knowing of thyself. And when you do that, then it's not someone else's agenda. It's not a group agenda or a world agenda. It's you really anchoring in you. And many of you have done this over the past 4 years, where you really got clear, like where your line in the sand was, especially on a global scale. And that's beautiful. And I call upon you to help your brothers and sisters along the way as they will be called to do for themselves. Now, the second part of the little graphic I made was reboot and calm. So our natural state of being in this ecosystem, this earth plane that we're part of, is that is calm. And then beyond the earth as we know it, we can say it's the cosmos, but it's additional land that has energy that feeds us. It's a reflection. You can see it up in the stars, but these energies are going through the same process. So, but universally across all the space around us is calm. And our society right now globally is suffering mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, not all, but a good majority because of everything we've gone through to get to this point. So the simplest way for you to keep returning to calm on a daily basis is one, taking time doing this with me here once a week, getting a little Suzanne style Dharma talk in, silent meditation and sound that will calibrate your system quite nicely. On a daily basis, get outside, sit your bum on the ground and just be. Go sit by the ocean, a lake, a tree, just get outside. And you don't need to make up any stories or anything, just be. It's really important. And if you find yourself grasping and trying to take from the past to create something for the future or put your spin on something, just let all that go. Just be. Because the most miraculous things start to appear when we give ourselves the space to listen. And this isn't listening for words or unicorns or some deity to talk to you or the Holy Spirit to talk to you. It's not that. The divinity speaks through all of us, but without words. And so if you're hearing words, you want to, again, corroborate that. And if you want to learn more about that and how to discern, please message me. I'm happy to spend some time with you to help you get clear. It's really important because right now it could be very confusing. So with all of that being said, I want to lead us into the silent meditation. Simply put, you and I and all of us are going through this process, like it or not. And the blessing is we can return to calm for more extended periods of time. So I want to welcome you to take a nice deep breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. And again, inhale. And exhale. And then gently from there, following your natural breathing pattern, breathing in and out. Thank you. gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out again. Inhale and exhale. And one more inhale and exhale. And then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
Aneya.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath in and out of your heart center. Gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Another one, inhale. And exhale. And as you gently breathe in and out, just when you're ready, bring yourself to an upright seated position. Again, Inhale. And exhale. Another one. Inhale. And exhale. Good. And as you continue to breathe in and out, just taking a moment to give gratitude for all aspects of yourself. And as you just integrate and bring your awareness around to your physical three-dimensional space, I just want to gently remind you all that we are all participating in this moment together, and it takes each one of you as an observer to bring your self-awareness to help the quantum field. And each self that can start to see what is from neutrality, not from attachment, aggression, but from calm, that will help the whole. And more than you can even imagine. And then from that space, it'll be easier to create and really get clear with what is yours and maybe what was a mask or a pretend aspect of yourself. You'll get really clear with who you are. And again, all these things that have been fed to us, have been large and small, twists and turns to trick us, a little coyote action. So as we return to calm and clear our system, I want to thank each and every one of you for being courageous to be here, taking the space just to listen, and as much as possible, continue to do that each day. And I want to thank Kadri Scott, Random Rab, Dante Marino, and Random Rab's vinyl is available. And it's a really cool, I love the design on it. It's really beautiful. And his show in Portland sold out, but we'll keep our eyes and ears open. I think there'll be more. And he is playing gigs here, there, and everywhere. And then Kadri Scott and Dante Marino have music that you can purchase. If Inspired Support the Arts, it is the next era we are moving into, the epoch of having a high level of integrity, a deep practice from your inside out spiritually, and that those practices and wisdoms will help you articulate yourself in your art, in your craft, and create mastery for the world. Until next time, we're going to sign out with Kadri Scott, whatever your song is called, River. This is Susanna signing out with a full heart, a soft voice, a deep breath, and
something changed. It'll feel so strange now, and if you show what remains, I will never say. Love, watch your face.